Democrat Al Gore beat Republican George Bush in Wisconsin in the 2000 presidential election, and one reason was healthy margins the Democrats rolled up in some Milwaukee Latino neighborhoods. Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe says he's taking no group for granted next year, but he told a small group of Latino activists in Milwaukee that they should ignore President Bush's outreach attempts.
I call pinata politics. You whack around a little bit, nothing comes out. You know, he brings a mariachi band to the White House, and he thinks that somehow is Hispanic outreach. It's the Democratic Party understands the issues. George Bush has been a disaster on immigration. He promised immigration reform.
McAuliffe says many Latino workers have lost jobs during the Bush years and still don't have health insurance. And he says the president has underfunded education reforms at public schools. But when asked about Republican claims that GOP-created school vouchers have led to more educational choices for low-income Latinos in Milwaukee, McAuliffe stepped away from the microphone. An aide later explained that McAuliffe doesn't comment on issues on which the Democratic presidential candidates are divided. But the skittishness on the voucher question doesn't bother Milwaukee Latina Patricia Torres. She says she'll vote Democratic next year and even hopes to set up block clubs to boost turnout.
So it's a matter of getting to know your neighbors, getting them to realize their importance of voting, and that's how I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen one-on-one.
Terry McAuliffe also met with striking Tyson workers in Jefferson and with reporters in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.